So we're going to end on a song, and then we're going to do praise and prayer, and ultimately we'll close with praise and prayer today. So a little bit out of the ordinary, but it's nice to change it up occasionally. So this is actually going to be the message tied in with communion. So I'm going to have the guys, I'll call y'all up in just a second. Well, let's open in prayer real quick. God, thanks for the day. Thanks for protecting Reg and just preserving him for us, for our benefit, for our continued edification, Lord, and I pray for his healing. Lord, I lift up all of us who are here now, Lord, that we will, that you will speak truth into our hearts and that we will grow in you and grow for your purpose. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm completely unprepared today. Just to give you an idea, I've told quite a few folks this, but I get a phone call this morning from Reg, and Reg says, "Hi, Tim, how you doing?" It's like, "Well, I'm good, Reg. What can I do for you?" "Well, I hate to do this to you, but can you teach today?" Sure. What's going on, Reg? "Well, I'm on my way to the hospital." I was like, is it Carrie?" She goes, "No." He goes, "No, I'm in the ambulance right now, and I was in a car accident." I mean, you would have thought you were in a counseling session with him. Just calm and, you know. So what happened? And so our phone started breaking up, and he said a cable fell across the road and flipped his car. So I'm thinking, okay, what he said was there was a blowout. His car went off to the side, and he flipped. No, that's not what happened. The cable fell across the road and flipped his car. You hear about those things like that happen, and it's not a great result. But anyway, consequently, here I am. For those of you who came to hear Reg, we are just glad to hear that he is okay. seeing old things as new is a unique ability and something that God has given us in a way to take joy in the world around us. There are certain things we don't understand until God renews that in our mind. And I'll tell you, the first one of many examples that I can throw out there is, for me, it was math. I love math. I didn't growing up. In fact, I hated math. You can ask my mother, who would attest to that. I was vehemently opposed to it, which is why I guess I went for a finance degree. Anyway, go figure. I understood the mechanics of math. A squared plus B squared equals C squared. I got it. Okay, no big deal. But I didn't know why A squared plus B squared equals C squared. I just knew that that's what it was. And I'm going through college. I'm not doing great, but I'm getting through. And I get to my last class of what I'm hoping is my last college experience, hoping. So I get there. And my professor writes on the board A squared plus B squared equals C squared, and then he writes out this formula in words talking about a business formula, and it just clicked. And I was like, are you kidding me? I got all the way through college, and now I understand why A squared plus B squared equals C squared. That's nuts. Why couldn't y'all have told me this in fifth grade or sixth grade or seventh grade so I could understand the mechanics while I'm trying to practice it? But it never made sense to me, and suddenly it did. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, or mind imagined what the Lord has for us." And I really firmly believe that God has come through, and Jesus said in My Father's house are many mansions. Okay, I get it, many mansions. So we have this picture in our mind that immediately comes to mind. God has blessed us with the ability to picture things and imagine things, so it gives us some kind of grasp on a reality of something we have not seen but we've heard about. It's like the math. Somebody told me about math, and I could put it on paper and heard about it. I kind of understood it, but that was it. But what God has laid out for us is incredible. Well, what we have here is the disciples sitting with Jesus reclining around the Lord's table. Now, these are all men who have grown up their entire life fulfilling this tradition of Passover. They've been, their families had done it, their father's fathers, and so on before them had done this tradition, and it was just something you did. And by God's grace, they had some grasp, but they didn't have the end result and understanding. They didn't have the formula that helped them understand, okay, I know we're doing this, but why are we doing this? What is the end result? Yes, God loves us. Okay, that's great, but how is he choosing to have that manifest in our lives? And even then, Jesus is getting up and doing the Passover, and I can picture the disciples, and the disciples are looking at this, and they're going, okay, we're going through this process again. But Jesus changes it up a little bit, and he stands up, and he says, this is my body. And then later on, this is my blood. So I'm sure they caught the odd anomalies, but it makes me wonder, how much longer did it take for them once they went through that process to go, I get it. The Passover. The lamb. How long did it take them to connect all the dots? And then when they got that moment, it doesn't say, but what must have gone through their mind when they had that final aha moment? All of these years, we've been looking forward, we've been celebrating the Passover, and now I get it. Seeing old things as new. When I got married, I saw life completely different. When I had children, I began to call my father Heavenly Father on a new scale because it began to click. We are sitting here about to partake in something where at some point in time, Peter and John and the disciples were sitting there. They celebrated the last communion with Jesus, and then they said, ah, that's right, Jess, I get it. So now, as the men come forward with the elements, I just want you guys to remember that even as we're practicing this by rote, by tradition, God makes old things new. And he makes them new in such a way that at some point in time, as we're going through different life experiences, it's going to click and we're going to go, ah, I get it. Let's see here. If you want to follow along with me, I'm in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Gentlemen, will you pass out the bread?
Come and join us at this table, where we all share in God's finest. Ponder sacrifice divine. Break the bread and drink the wine. Come and join us at this table. Sharing God's finest. Ponder sacrifice divine. Break the bread and drink the wine. Share in God's finest.
Steve, will you lead us in prayer?
Father God, we thank you, we praise you, and you sent your Son, that it was your plan from the beginning that you were going to send your Son that we might have life. We thank you that he was willing to give that life willingly, and that we celebrate that today.
Thank you. In remembrance of the Lord. So then, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord... Oh, I skipped a verse. I apologize. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Pass out the cup, please.
Thirsty, all who are weak, come to the fountain, dip your heart in the stream of life, let the pain and the sorrow be washed away in the waves. As deep cries out to deep, we sing, "Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus.
In prayer.
Behold the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, who was slain for the sin of the world. Our Savior, our Redeemer, the perfect sacrifice. We praise you this morning, Lord. Thank you for your eternal love for us. Thank you for your faithfulness. We praise you, Lord.
You know, one final note in passing. I don't know how long that aha moment took, but for Peter, who understood immediately what Christ meant by "he will deny him" and how quickly that came to pass and how devastating that was. And then if you've ever been rescued from a situation or had a situation turn, you recognize the relief. Imagine Peter on that boat, struggling with the pain and the sorrow of denying Christ, and he looks out onto the beach and he sees his Lord, and he says, "That is the Lord." And he dives into the water and he rushes to his side because he knew what he had done. And God restored him. He made him new. He brought him and had him carry out his purpose. And he made sure that Peter understood that you are valuable to me. You are my child. So it's neat for us to be able to take a look at this and find new understanding and new meaning in old things. So may the Lord bless the reading of his word. May he bring us new insights into his purpose for our lives and continue to pour his grace and mercy out on us.